Yeah, I'm kind of all talked out about sports, so yeah, we can change the subject for sure. As for the set, I monitored it as much as I could because I was busy doing some things because I'm going to be gone this coming weekend and starting to prepare for that one last time this year. But yeah, as much as I listened to it, as much as I could listen to because I wasn't getting all the frequencies that I was able to get, but sounded like it went well, and I was not around for the hot wash. I wanted to do that, but the little woman said, nope, time for other things like sports, so that's why I didn't hang around for that. But I know in the days and weeks to come, I'll hear some radio traffic about it and see some stuff on Discord. So, but it sounded like it went well. Hats off to everybody involved. It's a great group to follow, and maybe next year I will start to sign up and do what I can to join. Dakota, go ahead.
I followed along in the morning until I had to do some yard work, and I was able to hear, able to follow DMR, obviously. I could hear him on FBI. And Sean, I don't know what changed. I was just not paying attention, but I was able to pick him up on 40, no problem, clear as day. It was maybe a couple stations that were a little weak for me, but I ended up being able to hear him just fine. To the point that it motivated me to test with Phil last night. We were testing 6-meter and 40-meter with one another, and it's 5 watts ground plane. I mean, it's like sitting in the room with him. So, yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit more about this. And that 857 is a sweet radio. I'm still trying to get a little bit more time on it. I did get a programming cable. I got a couple things programmed in it. Putting a mental list together of what I would want to build out with it. But, yeah, I mean, you've got a deal. I'm going to end up buying it off you.